and welcome to another episode of Music's on the Menu. I am one of your hosts, Alex Bird, joined alongside me by...
Udana.
And we are coming to you live from the traditional and ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish Nation peoples, the Coast Salish peoples of Vancouver, at the UBC Vancouver campus. Hugh, how are you doing this fine Monday evening?
It's all right. Mondays aren't, you know, it's a Monday, but it's a nice day out.
Mm-hmm.
Sun's up for much longer now.
Yes.
So we're slowly winning.
Yeah, slowly winning. We're no longer starting the show at sunset.
Yeah.
But we are ending the show at sunset now, so.
It's the little things, man.
Yeah, exactly, the little things.
How are you doing? How's your week been? What kind of tune have you been digesting?
I feel like pretty, I don't know.
Are you on your podcast wave right now?
You know, the podcasts are always present. It's been more, I think, more on the podcast wave a bit lately.
Well, what podcasts have you been? we'll spend 5 minutes on your...
Are 5 minutes on my podcast?
On Elliot Friedman. And...
Definitely been listening to that one. 32 Thoughts. It's a good hockey podcast. I've been listening to a bit of Hello Internet lately, which is a podcast that ended in February of 2020. Very particular timing for a podcast,
and
I've told you about this one. It's just two dudes talking is pretty much the entire premise of the show, but it's entertaining. And even if the conversations at this point are over 5 years old, it's still good stuff. It's still a well-produced, well-put-together show that unfortunately does not get made anymore.
All good things must come to an end.
Yes.
Except for this show. But anyways, today we'll probably not talk about super new music just because we decided to give ourselves more time to digest than usual. But there were some cool songs that came on or that came out.
Mm-hmm.
As for records, there's a new Schoolboy Q album, which I'll have to dive into since it's been a long time since he dropped an album.
He dropped
Crash Talk is before COVID, I want to say.
Yeah, that was the one with like Num Num Juice on it, right? Yeah.
With like the guy with like the bag on his head.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was like 20, it might have been 2019.
That all of a sudden that is actually quite a while ago now.
Yeah, but I mean, Charlie XCX dropped a song this week. Pharrell and Miley Cyrus dropped like a pretty fun song. Mm-hmm. There was a Cardi B freestyle. I haven't listened to that.
No, I've not either.
Kacey Musgraves dropped a really good single. New Fred again. New Kid Laroi. New DaBaby. You know, have to shout out DaBaby.
But, have to.
Yeah, today we'll probably just play some good tune from songs that probably don't get played enough.
That's the object of this exercise.
Or songs that we feel garner more appreciation
mm-hmm.
than they have. Do you want to discuss first or play and then discuss?
I think play and then discuss.
All right. What song do you have in mind? What do you want? We'll let you go first.
Okay.
We'll just roll through some songs and then... But I guess we could...
Yeah, I guess... I mean, I put together a little list. I guess just how do I... Yeah, you know what? Screw it. We'll start with a song from a... oh, my gosh. Sorry, I'm just getting everything set. We'll start with a song from a Vancouver-based artist who came out with a deluxe version of an EP that they had released released this past Friday. Came out with a deluxe version of that. I'm not going to play a song from that because there's no clean version of that of that deluxe, but there is a clean version of the original EP. And so... we're going to lead this one off with a song called Got Me Obsessed by Jade Lamack of Vancouver.
Damn.
So.
We're diving deep.
Diving deep, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, here it is.
See, I'm protective as hell, but it's only because I love you and I wish you so well. And I am jealous of her, yeah. But it's only when somebody gives you that certain love, and I'm not likely to kick her head in. But I'll curb stomp a chick if she objects at our wedding. Protective as hell. But it's only cause I love you and I wish you so well. It's only cause I'm greedy and want you for myself. And I am selfish, yeah. But it's only when somebody decides to push their luck. And I'm not likely to kick ahead in. But I'll creeps up a chick if she attempts to get you sweaty. Possessive as hell. But it's only cause I'm greedy and want you for myself.
I'll be I know you could be. I've been looking up when I'm feeling down. Somehow I know that I'm gonna be. This time I'm gonna take me so up in the sky, gonna shine like out. When I'm feeling blue, then I think of you. This time I know that I'm gonna be. You got everything I need and more. Such a feeling in the corner. So put your arms around me, let me take you to the skies. I'm never getting over you now.
I don't think I'll ever get over you. Cause you're all I think about. Think I'll ever get over you. Cause you're all I think about every time I hear you calling my name. All I think about is you.
That was weird. Should not have dead air. So we're going to jump in with our voices here. Anyway.
It just paused.
It just paused on its own?
Yeah.
All right. I mean.
That is so strange. I don't even have Spotify open on my phone, so. That happened to us once before. It must be the Wi-Fi probably cut out, honestly.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, whatever. We roll with the punches. We led off there with Got Me Obsessed by Jade LeMack. Then we went End of Beginning by Dio or Dijo. Is it Dio?
I don't know. I thought it was Dio.
Yeah. And then Numb by Elderbrook. And then what got cut off there was Over You by Jacob Collier, which before putting that song into the queue, I didn't realize how much of a left turn it would be from the from Numb to that. And also that maybe the song wasn't as good as I originally thought it was either.
It was a sign.
Kind of jumbly and all over the place production there.
He's kind of like that, though. But he's like one of those crazy multi-instrument guys. He, mm-hmm. You know, he wrote Good Days. Like, that's him on the harp in Good Days.
Nice.
Like, he's fantastic, but, like, he can kind of do whatever he wants.
Yeah. I just really liked Chris Martin's vocal line, mainly.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that he released another album. I'm going to have to listen to it. There's crazy people on here. He has a song with Shawn Mendes and Stormzy. That's probably super dope. He has D-Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. There's so many people on that song. But anyways.
Is it just one of those albums where every song's got like three or four different people?
Yeah, because he doesn't... He
just produces?
Well, no.
Mainly?
He can also sing.
Okay.
Working with Jacob Collier is just kind of like... It's like a big honor, I think, for a lot of people just because he's seen as like this instrumental genius. His work is always super technically like superior and just sound. He's really good. I think he's also done musical scores. Anyways, a conversation on Jacob Collier we can have if we want to listen to that record, but he's amazing. You did say Collier.
Yeah.
Which
takes us back to yesterday's argument about Brisson versus Brandon Brisson and the pronunciation of French Canadian.
Well, I don't think he's a French Canadian.
He's not. But...
He introduced himself as Jacob Collier at a thing I saw once.
All right. I think he's British.
Yeah.
Which would mean it's Collier.
He's a Brit.
My instinct when I see an IER like that is to go Collier.
Shout out Brandon Brisson, though.
Brandon Brisson.
He scored. But anyways, those were four songs. The Dio song, I think, is kind of popping up all around now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on the like Canada Top 50 charts.
Do you know who Dio is?
Not outside of that song.
Have you ever seen Stranger Things?
No, I've not.
Oh, okay.
Is the song in the Stranger Things?
No, he's also an actor.
Oh, nice.
Joe Keery. He's really good. Or he's like famous for Stranger Things. He's also in... he's in another big film that I saw, but I can't remember. He's famous for playing Steve Harrington. We followed it up with Numb by Elderbrook, who's also, like, similar to Jacob Collier, just, like, this multi-instrumentalist, like, production god who also has, like, gorgeous head tones. I was like, that'd be a dope song.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Jade LeMack.
Yeah.
Lower Mainland Zone.
Exactly.
Arista, too.
Sorry?
She's signed by Arista. So
okay.
We should expect some more good music from her.
Who's on Arista?
Like Khalid.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like that vein of people.
Yeah.
Like good pop music. Really mm-hmm. good pop music.
Yeah, I listened to a few of her songs in the selection process of that one, and they're all in like of that same sort of sound. So firmly like Alex Bird pop kind of.
Oh, that's a good sound though.
Of like more electronically influenced, I guess, pop music, or like less organic sounding pop, like organic instruments sounding pop music. I don't really know how best to describe. I always put it as like electronic adjacent pop music, but that's I don't feel like that's the most descriptive way to put it.
I honestly thought that sounded like almost closer to R&B, but that was really good. I hadn't heard that song. You've played some pretty good Lower Mainland artists here. but anyways, we'll follow that batch of four up with another batch of four. I guess I can kick us off here.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, Bird, I have been listening to that Usher album quite a bit.
Oh, yes.
Usher released a new record simultaneously. He was performing at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Usher is a legend.
Yeah.
And I don't think he'd released like an album of... just like organic new material since like 2016. 2016 was the last one, and I really liked that album, so I was like, okay, I have to listen to this record. So I'll kick us off with my favorite song off the record. It is called Ruin, featuring someone named Feels, who's pretty good. So this is more of a deep cut off of Usher's brand new album, Coming Home. This is Ruin.
Took your time with it. Yeah, you gave me all these memories that I regret. All I can do is congratulate you. Ruin me for everybody. Yeah, you ruin me for everybody. Wake up in the morning, a different girl be on my line. Constantly be calling. Every day I still decline. See, this is exactly what you did. You ruined me for everybody. You ruined me for everybody. Oh, oh, oh. Bye, bye. Good riddance for the last time. So you can try, maybe get it right next time. Different time, maybe. Sometimes I wonder how it happened all of a sudden. You're ruining me for everybody. I wake up in the morning, different girls be on my line, constantly be calling me, I just don't reply. See, this is exactly what you did. Surface, should've known your love was nothing but the surface. I'm in the deep and I can't fight the current. Trying to keep my head above it. And you've been begging me to stay, to stay, yeah. And I've been trying to be your way, yeah. But it's about to break, cause you show me exactly who you are. I should've believed it. You left me alone out in the dark with all of your demons. Got caught up in the tide, up all the tears you cried. Yeah, you know I was blinded by my heart sinking from the start. Should've never followed you this far. Now I'm in the deep end and you left me drowned. Heard about heartbreak with the moonlight, and how the pain just magnifies. I know exactly what it feels like. Yeah, you do it to
Just show me where it hurts. I need to rock you, baby. get from the top. If I start, I just can't stop. All the patience that I got, it's not enough to save me. It's a race against the clock. But we don't wanna watch. Keep running till we're lost. Got me thinking. Pull it out of park, put it in drive. I can feel your heart beating with mine. Underneath the stars, looking for a sign.
Wrestling fans, let's get ready to rumble!
Boom Pro Wrestling is coming to you live from the Great Hall at the Nest on Friday, March 22nd. Wrestling maniacs of all ages are welcome to watch these talented fighters duke it out at UBC. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and bell time is at 7:30 sharp. Enjoy the cash bar as you cheer on your favorite players. Visit boomprowrestling.com to purchase your tickets. And hurry, because this event is sure to be a knockout. Don't miss Boom Pro Wrestling at UBC campus on March 22nd.
MRG Live presents Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Hailing from LA's Highland Park, Zahara makes detailed melodic indie rock that flits between shoegaze, post-punk, and dream pop. Their airy melodies, pensive guitar, and heart-churning lyrics join to create a dreamy indie rock. Don't miss Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Attention.
attention all writers, zine makers, artists, and musicians. Have you heard about the Anarchist Book Fair happening at UBC on March 20th and 21st? We're looking for all types of creatives to sell, give away, or trade. So if that's you, email Cora at sponsorship@citr.ca to book a table. This two-day event is for troublemakers and peacekeepers alike. So mark your calendars for March 20th and 21st so you don't miss the Anarchist Book Fair happening at the AMS Atrium.
How come Andrew gets to get up? If he gets up, we'll all get up. It'll be anarchy.
Random Filmic is best thought of as an introversal jukebox which has no concept of genre, style, political boundaries, or even space-time relevance. But it does know good sounds from bad. Lately, the program has been focused on Philip Random's All Vinyl Countdown plus Apocalypse, the 1,111th greatest records you probably haven't heard. And we're not afraid of noise. Randophomic, every Saturday at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
And we back, and we back, and we back from the ad break and the songs that we had just played, which were inclusive of the first track there was Ruin by Usher, followed up by Drown by Justin Timberlake, Doctor by Miley Cyrus and Pharrell, and then closed out there with Stargazing by The Neighborhood, which we learned during that interlude there that despite The Neighborhood being an American music outfit, Neighborhood is spelled with a U. So there you go. Trivia.
Yeah, Jesse Rutherford and The Neighborhood. We did play that. That was that Doctor song that we had mentioned earlier that had just come out.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool song.
Yeah, for some, there's, yeah.
It's like almost like an 80s like call and response song or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like how the production is really cool. It's still good.
Yeah, yeah.
Very Miley Cyrus song, I think. She fits really well on that.
Yeah, that's definitely a sound that she works with very well.
That Justin Timberlake song is so good.
That album is going to be that song and Selfish, the other single. If the rest of the album is anything as good as those songs are, we're in for a pretty good project there.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, I've told you multiple times, Louis Bell is outstanding. And it seems like Louis Bell and him have come together, joined forces for this record, which means this record will be outstanding. I mean, he does great work with Post Malone. I mean, there's countless songs that he wrote. Peaches, Justin Bieber, like, he's just brilliant. And you saw his brilliance with, I mean, Justin Timberlake. I can't give all the flowers to Louis Bell. Justin Timberlake is a god. He's also a legend. I mean, that could be like a truly amazing record if that is the bar just for the singles.
Yeah.
Those are like,
I feel like though with someone like Timberlake where you're like mainstream pop though, I feel like the singles are usually the best songs, or at least the singles are pretty, can be kind of distinct from the rest of the album, I feel like.
We'll see. We'll see.
Like made to be more catchy and stuff than the rest of the album.
I mean, you make an album and then you choose the singles usually. Like you never go into something and you're like, this is going to be the single. I mean, as far as I know, I did hear a story that Drake got the beat for Hotline Bling and then decided it was going to be the single before he even wrote it. Mm-hmm. He had the beat. So you never know.
I mean, yeah, obviously these things go differently, but obviously there's no like universal rule for how these things go, but I feel like the songs that get put out as the singles then we'll say are, I feel like, sometimes distinct from the like the deeper cuts can be and like how they sound and all that.
Yeah, which is sometimes appealing, which is usually appealing. Like usually you want people to come into the record and then be surprised with what they find.
Mm-hmm.
I trust the two of them to not like, if I was them, I would probably save my best song for the record so that I could get chart, like some chart time with the singles and then roll through the charts with like the better songs on the record. Mm-hmm. Obviously, everyone does it differently. And I mean, Justin Timberlake and Louis Bell and that whole team are going to do it.
They're
the
smarter
right
than
way.
All of us, yeah, with regards right to way. This stuff. So,
but anyways, there's 15 minutes left. Well, I mean, we could throw another batch of four songs might just take us to the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you want to? I mean, I could play a song off the bat here.
All right.
Continuing my trend of playing rhythm and blues.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll start us off with Truth or Dare by Tyla of Water fame. I think that this is a better song than Water. It was off of her, like, pretty much her, but my introduction to her, her self-titled EP. And this was my favorite song off that record. So this is Truth or Dare by Tyla.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
saying. You're pushing buttons just cause you can. You know I hate it, that I belong with you. Oh, but when I'm gone, I think you do. You shouldn't worry about someone new. Cause no matter where I go, you know, I know I belong.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me. Trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm losing control when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see I'm want your body like a fiend, like a bad habit. Bad habits hard to break when I'm with you.
know I can do it on my own, but I want that real full moon, black magic, and it takes two. Problematic. Problem is when I'm with you, I'm an addict, and I need some relief. My skin and your teeth, can't see the forest through the trees, got me down on my knees.
We're back. That was the last song you just heard there was Lose Control by Teddy Swims. Preceding that was Face the Sun by Miguel and Lenny Kravitz. And then, of course, Truth or Dare by Tyla was the first of that trio there. And pretty much on that note, we're going to tie up the show here.
Play one more song.
Well, I felt like we had to at least say a thing.
Oh, yeah, we will. We will.
Well, this is our saying a thing.
No, I know. And then we'll play a song and that'll.
Sure. But yeah, so thank you all for tuning in to this week's episode of Music's on the Menu. Another one of our more music-based episodes, which maybe you like, maybe you don't like, maybe you don't care. I suppose it's our show, so it truly is not that deep. Thank you all for listening, for tuning in. Stay tuned to CITR for all the other great programming that this station has to offer. And we will be back in these chairs this time next week for this exact same hour slot. So talk to you all then. Have a good Monday. Have a good week. Are you going to...
I don't wanna talk right now. I just wanna watch TV. I'll stay in the pool and drown, so I don't have to watch you leave. I put on Survivor just to watch somebody suffer. Maybe I should get some sleep. Sinking in the sofa while they all betray each other. What's the point of anything? All of my friends are missing again. That's what happens when you fall in love. You don't have the time, you leave them all behind. You tell yourself it's fine, you're just in love. Don't
on trial while they're overturning Roe v. Wade. Now all of my friends are missing again, 'cause that's what happens when you fall. It's fine, you just stay.